This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ink was barely dry on the jobs numbers today before the political controversy started. Jack Welch, the former and famous CEO of General Electric, tweeted this. "Unbelievable jobs numbers," he said. "These Chicago guys will do anything, can't debate, so change numbers," end quote. Right-wing television punditry piled on, accusing the White House of manipulating the report to dampen the president's post-debate drubbing. The Secretary of Labor called the accusations ludicrous. So, okay, all well and good. But, you know, if you wanted to fix the jobs numbers, could you? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman took on that assignment today.
Here's how this works. The Census Bureau surveys about 60,000 households, how many adults are working and unemployed. They hand the numbers off to career civil servants at the Bureau of Labor Statistics who crunch them to get the unemployment rate.
Numbers can be manipulated.
Paul Conway was chief of staff to the Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush. He now runs a conservative advocacy group.
They produce a product that is then subject to the review and approval and processing of political appointees in the department.
Conway says political appointees didn't change the numbers when he was at Labor. John Calvin's at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's the acting commissioner. He says, yes, the president, his Council of Economic Advisers, and the Labor Secretary's staff see the report before the rest of us, but
the numbers are locked up and the press release is going to print by the afternoon of the day before, so there can't be any further change after that point.
How about the data crunching? Could the number of people working be fudged? Brookings economist Gary Bertless served both Carter and Reagan.
Either mistakes or purposeful manipulation could affect things. But the people in the Bureau of Labor Statistics are much more loyal to their professional duties than they are to the person who happens to be holding office.
Douglas Holtz Aiken served in the Council of Economic Advisers under George W. Bush. He says there's no possibility this report was manipulated or changed for political ends, but he says the household survey is volatile and unreliable month to month.
And what is very likely to happen is that next month they will walk door to door to a better representative sample of American households and they'll find that a lot fewer people are employed.
And then who will be crying foul? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.